Jesus Christ is the only venue where justice can roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. The cross of Christ is the only instrument through which men may be saved. Because Jesus is the way. He is the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Jesus. And I hear the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." I tell you, Jesus is speaking. Somebody ought to hear him. Jesus is teaching. Somebody ought to hear him. Jesus is preaching. Somebody ought to hear him. Amen. Glad to be in the house of the Lord today, and I want to thank Brother Rutledge for a marvelous job in leading the hymn this morning. Thank Brother Foster for an excellent reading of the scripture and the invocation. Wonderful job. And Brother Ben for a magnificent prayer. Amen. If you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention to the book of Genesis. The chapter is 3. Again, we're happy to have all of our guests. Raven, it's certainly good to see you today. Genesis chapter 3, verse 11, verse 9 through 11. Is the place of consideration, Genesis 3, verses 9 through 11. If you have that, say amen. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" He said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" And I want to read verse 11 again. And it says, "And he said, Who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" Using that reading, I want to talk from the subject, "Who told you?" Who told you? We're living in a world where telling and being told is very important. And when you think about the word told, there is a correlation, there is a connection between the word tell and the word told. Because told is the past tense of the word tell. In fact, you can't told till you tell. Is that all right? Because they are tied together. Then, of course, the word tells means to inform someone of something. It means to one words that gives them information. Now, many times we hear the phraseology concerning the word tell. You might hear, "I can't tell you nothing." You ever heard that? You ever said that? Praise God. Sometimes you it is. All of these are phrases that we use with the word tell. And of course, there are many venues. There are many sources of telling. Sometimes the Bible can tell us something. Amen. We say, Jesus loves me. This I know because the Bible tells me so. God Almighty can tell us something. God the Son can tell us something. The Holy Spirit can tell us something. The devil can tell you something. Your enemies can tell you something. Wisdom can tell you something. Your closest friends, people who are in positions of trust in your life, can tell you something. Even folks you don't like can tell you something. News agencies tell us things. Magazines tell us things. Newspapers tell us things. Gossipers tell us things. We just have many venues or avenues of telling. But in this particular text, God asked Adam, who told you? Who told you, Adam, that you were naked? There's much we can learn about life in studying the Bible. It is a great insight that helps us to really understand. And the wise man was correct when he said, of all you're getting, get understanding. Understanding is the best thing in the world. That's what Ray Charles said, and it's true. It's the best thing in the world. And of course, we can learn so much about the world. We can learn so much about God. We can learn so much about man when we study this Genesis account. And of course, we learn from this account that by an act of deliberate personal disobedience, man changed his world radically. And the world has been deteriorating and sliding ever since because man made a tragic choice in the Garden of Eden. Amen. So today I want to talk about two things with you. I want you to see two ideas in this message today. And the first idea is that some things we are told can hurt us. Amen. And the second idea will be some things we are told can help us. Amen. Now, there will never come a time that we live in this world we don't and we won't need information. You see, all of us need information. But we don't merely need information. We need the right information. Because there is such a thing as misinformation. There is such a thing as being misinformed. There is such a thing as propaganda. It by the truth and don't sell it. But I'm afraid so many people in our world not only have bought it, but they've sold it too. But the wise man said that when you purchase it, make sure you retain it. Now, from this Genesis account, we can learn so much about God. We can learn that God is profoundly intelligent. That God is all wise. We learn that God is all powerful. And we learn that nothing can be hidden from God. God shows his intelligence when he comes into the garden seeking man, and to Adam, where art thou? And Adam is running, hiding himself. But the very question itself suggests to us that nothing can be hid from God. Is that all right? And yet men are still trying to hide from God. Men are trying to hide from God by refusing to read the Bible, but he's still there. Men are trying to hide from God by refusing to worship God or to come to the church house, but God is still there. Men are trying to hide from God by ignoring their responsibilities to their fellow man, but God is still there. Jonah tried to hide from God, but he found out it was futile and useless to try to hide from God, because the psalmist said, "Whether shall I flee from thy spirit, or where shall I go from thy presence? If I ascend up to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your right hand shall hold me, and thy hand shall lead me. If I say, surely the night shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me." There's no hiding from God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 say, "The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our hearts." And the next verse, verse 13, says, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight." Manifest means to show. "But all things are naked and open the eyes of him with whom we have to do." And that phrase, "with whom we have to do," means the one to whom we must reckon with. Yes, that's coming today, and all of us got to stand before God. And we're going to have to give an account of how we're living our lives. It's important right now, if you need to make some apologies to God, make them. Is that all right? If you need to get saved today, get saved. Because you just don't know what a day will bring. You might be going to the movie and get shot down. You got crazy folks everywhere. And not only are they everywhere, they got guns. They're locked and loaded. Man in Maryland said he was the Joker. He had a cache of all kind of weapons. And they still saying, we don't need new gun control laws in this country. Somebody done missed it. Is that all right? They said, well, guns don't kill people. People do. Yeah, but people with guns kill people. Is that all right? So we got to go a little deeper than that. Amen. So we have to think about the fact that nobody can escape from God. God's microscope sees every microbe of sin. God looks into the inner recesses of our hearts. There is no privacy with God. There are no secrets with God. God sees me whether I'm praying in my closet or whether I am praying in the public square. God sees me whether I am sincere or whether I'm trying to fake it till I make it. Is that all right? Because there are no secrets with God. And of course, God knew where Adam was, but he asked Adam, "Who told you?" You see, God saw the problem just like he sees my problem. And God knows I've got some problems. And God knows you got some problems. But God could fix Adam's problems, and God could fix my problems. See, a lot of times I can't get my problem fixed because I'm running from the Lord. Hello, y'all. And so I need to learn to trust God. Trust him with all my heart and lean not unto my own understanding. Don't be second guessing him. Trust him. Is that all right? And if you'll trust him, he said, "In all thy ways, acknowledge me and I will direct your paths." But also we learn from this text that man is not only conscious, he is self-conscious. Man is the only being that can not only focus and observe the external world, but he can observe the internal world. You see, I can put my mind on me. I can think about me. We see this is the case with Adam. Adam became not only conscious, he became self-conscious. Now, Eve was misled by the serpent. She was fooled. She was beguiled, which simply means to be completely fooled. But Adam was so in love. You might well admit it. Women can make men do some strange things. At least all the ladies ought to say amen. I don't expect much from the men. Is that all right? He ate that fruit fully aware of the catastrophic and detrimental consequences. But he just loved that girl. Oh, she was pretty. I know she was good looking. She had to be a 10. Hello, y'all. She had to be, because God don't make no junk. Amen. And she gave him the fruit, and he ate it, and their eyes were open. And Adam became not only conscious, he became self-conscious. And he said, I'm undone. He said, I'm in trouble. I'm naked. And naked means to be without clothes. It means to be uncovered. It means to be unconcealed. It means to be lacking a covering or a protection. And Adam says, after he eats the fruit, I'm naked. And then God is coming into God and calls out, Adam! I know when the Lord spoke, the ground was shaking. Adam! Where art thou? And God, and Adam said, I'm scared. Adam, why are you scared? Have you done something you ain't had no business? Yeah. This woman you gave me done messed me up. She done messed me up. That's why I'm running now. Hide myself from you, Lord. Amen. You know, you can learn something about yourself when you obey God. You can learn something about yourself when you disobey God. Amen? And Adam learned some things about himself when he disobeyed God. And God said, who told you? Who told you you were naked? And his own conscience told him. Sometime your own conscience can tell you something. Your conscience ever spoke to you? Don't be like Johnny Taylor. I made a deal with my conscience. That conscience, if you don't bother me, I ain't going to bother you. That's not a good deal. I need a conscience that when I do wrong, will check me. Is that all right? Everybody needs an internal umpire. Everybody needs an internal mechanism that can speak to us in those critical moments in our lives. And Adam's own conscience told him that he was undone. So sometime, church, what you're told can hurt you. Be careful who you listen to. A lot of folks are telling stuff, but all advice is not good advice. There is some counsel that is bad counsel. There is some counsel that is evil counsel. Is that all right? Brother Hiller, run over to Proverbs chapter 1 and begin reading about verse number 20. Let's see what that says. Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 20. What does that say?
Wisdom crieth out.
Wisdom is trying to tell me something.
She uttereth her voice.
Wisdom is crying out in the streets. Come on.
She uttereth her voice in the streets.
She uttereth her voice where?
In the streets.
In the streets.
She crieth in the chief place.
She cries in the what?
Chief place of concourse.
The chief places of concourse. The chief places where people are interacting. Wisdom is calling out. Read.
In the openings of the gate.
In the openings of the gate.
In the city she uttereth her
voice. In the city she uttereth her voice.
How long, ye simple?
How long? Let me tell you something, young people. I can save you a lot of pain and sorrow. Is that all right? We're looking around the world today. We're seeing young people throwing their lives away, making a bad decision. And of course, when a lot of the young men get involved in the criminal justice system and they get life without parole or the possibility, that is what is called an institutional death. Because for all practical purposes, you are dead. Is that all right? Because you are locked away like an animal in a cage, because you're making a tragic choice. Read, Brother Hillary.
How long, ye simple ones?
How long, you simple ones?
Will ye love simplicity?
Will you love simplicity? That's foolishness. Amen. Read.
And the scorner's delight.
And scorners, that's people who are always mocking.
In their scorning.
People who are always signifying. People who are always playing the dozen. You know, y'all know about playing the dozens? Some of y'all used to play the dozen, didn't you? But since you got saved, I know you don't play the dozen now. But some people are still are. Read, Brother Hillary.
And fools hate knowledge.
And fools, look at that, fools hate knowledge. Some of the things you are told. The devil told the woman in the garden, if you eat from this tree, everything's going to be all right. You ever got any bad counsel in your life? Anybody ever told you something and you thought it was right and it wasn't right? The question is, who told you? Who told him? Amen. And that's why you got to be very careful who you allow to tell you. The devil told a woman, if you eat from this tree, see, a lot of folks are talking out there. Who's up in your ear telling you stuff? Who you listening to? And told her, if you eat it, it's going to be all right. And then Eve came and told Adam, baby, you ought to eat some of this. This is really good. I fixed this just for you. And he jumped right on it. So sometime the counsel that you get may not be good. Now here's the second point. Here's the second and final point. And there's sometime the counsel that you get or what somebody tells you can be good. Anybody ever told you something that helped you? Told you something that blessed your life? You tried it and you found out it works for you? Is that all right? So we need somebody in our lives that will tell us the truth. Let me give you a few examples of people telling anyway it was good. There was a woman in Samaria. She met Jesus at Jacob's well. And Jesus told her, you get it? He told her everything she had ever done. And Brother Milton, when he told her, she went and told him. She said, I got to tell somebody about this man who told me everything I've ever done. Isn't this the Christ? That was good, wasn't it? She went and told it. And then there was a man who was out of his mind. Mark chapter 5. And he was insane. The devil had turned his world upside down and inside out. The devil will turn your life upside down, inside out, round and round, and up and down. Is that right? This man was living in the graveyard. This man was naked. This man would cut himself with stone. This man would cry out. And everybody was afraid of him. He was antisocial. He was psychotic. But one day he met Jesus. Jesus went out into the graveyard. And when Jesus got through with him, he was sitting down. He was clothed. He was in his right mind. And he told Jesus, I want to follow you. But Jesus said, no, go home. Tell your friends the good thing God has done for you. Is that all right? Go tell somebody what the Lord done for you. Don't keep it to yourself. Go tell somebody. If God brought you a mighty long way, go tell somebody. Don't just keep it to yourself. He said, go home. Brother, run over to Mark 5. Look at verses 18 to 20 right quick. Let me show you this.
And when he was coming to the ship.
When he was coming to the ship. This is the man that had been crazy. The man had been out of his mind. Possessed with devils. Come on.
He that had been possessed with the devil.
He that had been possessed with the devil.
Prayed him that he
might
be with him.
He asked, prayed him. Is there just an old English way of saying ask him? He asked Jesus if he could follow him. What happens? Come on.
Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not.
And Jesus suffered me. He permitted him not to do it.
But said unto him. Go home to thy friends.
Go home.
And tell them how.
Go home and tell it. You sometimes hear folks say, well, I just tell everything. You don't tell everything. You don't tell on yourself. Preach, Moss. Is that all right? You be telling other folks stuff, but you ain't telling on yourself. Is that all right? I just tell. Well, go tell something good. Is that all right? Read it, Brother Hillary.
Go home to thy friends.
Go home to your friends.
And tell them how great things
are. Tell them. Tell them. What, Brother Hillary?
How great things.
Have you ever in your life told anybody how God bless you? Have you ever mentioned to anybody how the Lord done bless you? I mean, you engage in, are you ashamed to tell somebody how God bless you? How God allowed you to get this job? You didn't get it because your resume was hooked up. Is that all right? You think it was just your resume because you could have the best resume in the world and you could put it on the desk and when you leave, they can put it in the garbage. Is that all right? But when you leave, God goes in when the door is shut and blesses that resume, gives you favor. Told anybody how God allowed you to get that new house, get that new car, get that significant other, get that promotion on your job, how God done got you off your sick bed, how God allowed you to get a student loan when you couldn't get one, how God was a friend when you didn't have a friend, when your way was blocked, God made a way out of no way, when a door was closed, God opened another door for you, when one stream dried up, God opened another stream for you, when your path was blocked, God made a way out of no way. You ever told anybody about all of that? Go and tell somebody how God saved you from your sin, how God washed your sins away. Go tell somebody the good things that God has done for you. Read it, Brother Hillary. Read it.
How great things the Lord
has
done for thee.
Has God done any great things in your life? Can you say amen to that? That God done some great things in my life. Is that all right? You ever had an operation? You know, I'm scared of operation. I'm skittish about operation. But you got to have them sometime, don't you? Who you think brought you through? Who you think went into the operating room? Because your family can only go so far. Is that all right? But I'm so glad that Jesus goes into the operating room and guides the doctors as they minister to his children. Is that all right? You go and tell somebody the great things God has done for you. And then on the day of Pentecost, there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. And the people gathered together to see what was happening. And Peter stood up with 11 other preachers, gospel preachers. And he told the people that what you are witnessing has been poured out by Jesus Christ. And he said that same Jesus, he told them, amen. He said that same Jesus that you have crucified, God has made him both Lord and Christ. And when they heard it, Brother Wes, they were pricked in their heart. I tell you, some things you hear can prick you in your heart. Some things you hear can knock you on your knees. Some things you hear can put a song on your lips. Some things you hear can put joy in your heart. Some things you hear can make you go rejoicing on your way. Is that all right? He told them that same Jesus, somebody ought to tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody about Jesus, that same Jesus that you crucified. Lord have mercy. God has highly exalted him, given him a name that is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. The name of Jesus is the dome of all vocal grandeur. It's a name I love to hear. Somebody ought to talk about Jesus. And then in conclusion today, there are some things you ought to talk about, and that is somebody ought to be telling it. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell it. Tell somebody about God. Young people, don't fall for the okey-doke. Don't fall for that. A lot of people are telling, they're saying, they telling that this world got here by evolution. Let me tell you the truth. This world is not a cosmic accident. This world did not get here by the fortuitous collision of molecules. This world got here because in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's how it got here. Is that all right? And every time you go outside and look up into the sky, you see the glory of God. Because the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Every time you see a bird winging his way through the air, singing about his glory, it's declaring the glory of God. There is a God, and he ain't dead. He's alive today. Is that all right? In him I live, I move, and I have my being. Without him, I can't do nothing. Somebody ought to tell somebody about the Bible. There's a book in this world. And this book is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. Somebody ought to tell somebody this book is the greatest book in the world. It is a book of authority. It is a book of truth. John 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Is that all right? Somebody ought to tell somebody about Jesus. Because never spake man like this man. He spoke as one had giving authority. Is that all right? And he said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes to God but by me. Somebody ought to talk about Jesus. Is that all right? And then somebody ought to tell somebody about the plan of salvation. I got some good news for you. You can be saved today. Is that all right? Five things you got to do if you want to go to heaven. You got to hear the gospel. Romans 10:17. So in faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to believe it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Ain't that good news? Then you got to repent of your sin. Acts 17:30. At the time, ignorance, God winked at, but now he commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And then you must confess the sweetest name to roll from mortal tongue. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, salvation, confession rather, is made unto salvation. And then, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, you got to be immersed, you got to be baptized, you got to go down into the watery grave of baptism, rise up to walk in newness of life. He that believeth and is baptized, he shall be saved. Somebody ought to tell somebody. And then you ought to tell somebody about a church that Jesus built. Ain't but one church, y'all. And Jesus built that church. Oh, I know there's a lot of churches in the world today, but no church man can build but what God can build. Because the church that Jesus built is built on a rock. He's the rock. He's the rock that higher than I. The church that Jesus built, purchased blood. Church that Jesus built is Holy Spirit filled. The church that Jesus built is hell proof. The church that Jesus built is heaven bound. Is that all right? The church that Jesus built, he's married to the church. And the church wears his name. And he's coming back to get that church. And then finally, somebody ought to tell somebody that if you're faithful unto death, you got to hang in there. You got to keep hope alive. You might go through the meat grinder. You might go through the storm. You might go through the strain and through the pain, but you got to hang in there. Is that all right? And if you will fight a good fight, amen, if you will finish your course, if you will keep the faith, then the righteous judge, tell somebody, the righteous judge, you're going to stand before him one day. He's going to say something, you're going to blow your mind. It's going to be the best news you ever heard in your existence. If you just get in the church and live right and be faithful, amen, and be obedient, then one day the righteous judge is going to say to you, well done. Hallelujah. Thy good and thy faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Yes, I'm going to make you ruler over many. Is that all right? He's going to say that you fought a good fight. You kept the faith. And now you finish your course. And then you can join the hymnology who said, my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He's trampling out the vintage for the grapes of wrath are stored. He loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth, I said his truth, oh Lord, his truth, hallelujah, is marching on. Is that all right? I'm going to my seat, but let me tell you this. The God is a God all by himself. And nothing can be hid from God, because the word of God is living and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing of son of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our heart. But also it says that neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Ain't that good news? Lord, ain't that, if I'm doing right, God see me doing right. If I'm doing wrong, God sees me doing wrong. Is that all right? But I'm so glad that God has brought the good news down from heaven. Is that all right? Somebody ought to go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, everywhere. Is that all right? Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Is that all right? Oh, somebody ought to tell them that salvation has been brought down. Is that all right? Jesus gave his life a ransom on Calvary, on Mount Calvary, cruel Calvary. Is that all right? Paved the way by blood that we might win a bright shining crown. Tell the world salvation is full and free. Is that all right? Tell it afar all over creation. Tell it afar to those in sorrow. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought. Is that somebody ought to tell somebody who think they can't make it that Jesus, he's the way. Is that all right? It's Christ. Is that all right? Christ. Is that all right? Man want to be a gangbanger. Christ. Is that all right? The young girl who had a baby out of wedlock, the answer is Christ. Is that all right? The young man just got his PhD but ain't got no common sense. The answer is Christ. Is that all right? The young lady with a hypodermic needle in her arm, the answer still is Christ. Is that all right? If you're sitting here this morning, the answer to your problems is Christ. Christ. It's Christ. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. Peter preached Christ on the day of Pentecost. When Paul went to Mars Hill, he preached Christ. Christ. All right. Moss ought to preach Christ. Wide ought to preach Christ. Is that all right? Every gospel preacher ought to preach Christ. Christ. Because he's the answer for the world. He's the answer for you. And he says, I hear him saying, as I conclude, without me, you can do nothing. I need Christ in my life. How many need Christ in your life? You need Christ. There ain't nothing better out there. Man told me, I'm thinking about going to Islam. We're going with your bad self. But for me, I ain't found nothing better. Here's a man could walk on the water. Here's a man could touch twisted limbs and they straighten at his touch. Here's a man could touch blinded eyes and they could see. Here's a man could take meager resources and feed a multitude. Here's a man can touch lepers and they're instantaneously healed. Here's a man that dies on a cross and says, if you tear this temple down in 3 days, I'll lift it up. Now that man done blow my mind. Did you hear what I said? Jesus Christ done blow my mind. I ain't seen nobody can do that. And then this man is so awesome, he stepped on a cloud. He didn't call Southwest, didn't call Delta, didn't call Northwest, and matter of fact, didn't even call NASA. He didn't need no space shuttle. And they tell me that when the space shuttle is re-entering the orbit, that the heat is so intense that they got to make sure they have material on the shuttle that can withstand the heat of re-entry into the earth's atmosphere. Well, when Jesus went up, it wasn't by nothing. And he didn't have no shuttle. Are y'all listening to this? Here's a man simply steps on a cloud, Brother Milton, and goes all the way to heaven. When he gets to heaven, as his own blood and presents that the blood of his sacrifice to his Father as a forgiveness for your sins and mine. And after he presents the blood, he walks over to the right hand of the Father and sits down at the right, and that's where he is right. Sometimes he stands up. If you get in trouble, you'll see him standing up. Is that all right? Oh, I got Bible for that. Stephen got in trouble. And the heavens opened, and Stephen said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God. When you get in trouble, he'll stand up for you. He'll sit down for you, and he'll stand up for you. And based upon that, I place my trust. Would you stand, please? That's the message today. I hope that someone here can respond to this awesome man. Don't leave this world without Jesus. Don't live in this world without Jesus. Don't you take another step without Jesus. You don't know him, you need to know him. Amen. He's in a class all by himself. He's been gone over 2,000 years. We're still talking about him. We can't help but to talk about him. Got to tell somebody about Jesus. Can you relate to what he's done for you? Jesus took care of me. And he told me, I want to tell you this. Don't get all excited about the election. Because whoever in the White House, I know who in the right house. And that's Jesus Christ. And he's made a promise to all his children. If you seek first the kingdom, I'm going to provide for you. Hello? Is that all right? Because my hope ain't dependent on what Washington does. It's dependent on what heaven does. I can go higher than Washington. Is that all right? I can go all the way to heaven through the name of Jesus. Is there anyone here today in your life recognize you're undone? Is anybody naked today as it relates to sin? Are you naked? Are you covered? Are you under the blood? Because if you're not under the blood, you're naked. Oh, yes, sir, you're naked. You need a covering, and the only thing that can cover you from the wrath of God is the blood of Jesus. And if you haven't confessed your sin, you're naked. You may not be conscious of it, but if you're not in a right relationship with God, you are naked. You just like Adam. Only thing about it, you ain't scared. But you ought to be. Adam had a consciousness. Adam, where are you? I'm naked. Who told you? My conscience told me. I'm naked. I was afraid. I'm naked. Amen. And yet God has a covering for you. And that covering is the blood of Jesus. And I told you how you can make contact with it. If you're a child of God and you need prayer, and we all need prayer, it's always a time to pray. Everybody in here need prayer. Is that all right? So if you're here, we're going to extend the Lord's invitation. If you're here today and you want to respond, we're going to give you the opportunity to respond right now as we sing. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. All along my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus walk with me. All along my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus, oh yeah, to walk with me.